And now this is a dictation for Richard McMahon, MCMAHON, January 1744, addressed as a letter to Jeffrey Jeffrey Stawitz, Stowitts, 616-754-7110. Dear Dr. Stawitz, follow up for Mr. McMahon. He goes by Mike, who has advanced renal failure associated to liver and heart abnormalities. Last visit in April to have a Watchman procedure, the end of July, Midland. Uses a walker, no falls, no upper or lower gastrointestinal symptoms, a stable dyspnea, no oxygen, north apnea PND, isolated nose bleeding, has gained weight, he says to be eating well, follows through the V8, he is requesting a higher level of disability, 80%, other review system is negative, medication list review. I want to highlight diuretics, lisinopril, Eliquis. Next paragraph, pressing weight up to 207, blood pressure 140/56. Lungs are clear. Atrial fibrillation rate less than 90. Tympanic abdomen, no tenderness. 4 plus edema, right more than left. Stable over time. Non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries available is from May. Creatinine 2.29. He's not sure if VA has done blood tests. We are going to do an order for monthly testing. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. Stable over time, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis. Monitor high potassium 5.3, present acid base, calcium and phosphorus well controlled. He has pain cytopenia, probably from liver disease. No evidence of gastrointestinal bleeding, iron levels in the low normal. He needs to follow with hematology for potential intravenous iron EPO treatment, nutrition in the low side, likely again from liver disease. He understands that potentially he might need dialysis. We do education, dialysis class, and AV fistula for GFR less than 20. He's above that level. Do monthly blood tests. Plan to see him back on the next 4 months or so.